is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None. We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, here we are.
How's this audio better than XM Sirius? That's what I want to know.
It happens.
It does.
Masters of None.
It's because I'm here.
Yeah, it's true.
And he's still far away from the mic, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a $300 mic, and you're
hey
still
guys,
fucking
how are you doing?
80
about to
feet
be,
away from it.
About to be further than he ever will be, yet still far away.
Hello?
In the same room.
Get up on this.
How are you doing?
Mike, along with Jay and Art. What's up? What's up, fellas?
What up?
Hello.
We're here.
The final pod.
This is probably the last time for a while, at least.
Live.
That we'll all be here live.
In the same room.
In the same room. Because Art is moving to North Kakalaka.
Take your shirt off.
And Compton. Check it out.
Soon, right?
Just around your head like a hello.
Soon, man. Yep.
Next couple of days?
Yep.
I actually had a dude when I was down there, when I went to South Carolina, getting gas at a gas station. Some like crazy homeless dude walks by. He's like, so like the license plate or whatever, it was like a New York plate. It's like, New York, what y'all doing in Kakalaka? I was like, yes. Petey Pablo, why are you homeless?
Petey Pablo.
Petey Pablo. And you gave him a bunch of salsa that was made in New York City.
Hell yeah.
Get the rope.
I'm very fucking excited to have you guys here.
I'm very excited to be here. Yeah. Cheers.
We're in Mike's
kill room.
No,
this is straight up Masters and Nun Studios right here.
Studio right here.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's new house, new studio. The first and last time we'll probably all be together in it.
Yeah, right.
How long have you been in this place now?
Just over a year.
All right, nice.
Just over a year.
It took us this long to fucking do one
long. Christ.
Mike's kid's almost a year old.
Yeah. It took me leaving.
It's like Mike, Art moving for us to do a show together.
For those playing along
Merry
at home,
Christmas,
for the me and Jay actually just got finished being on Eric Nagel's It's Eric Nagel Show on Sirius XM. Fucking awesome time.
Good times.
Yeah, I was glad I was there.
Yeah. Sorry you couldn't make it, but
you killed it.
Glad we were able to meet up with you and glad we were able to do this show. We're going to try and see how we do. I have a dozen Christmas songs.
We're going to try. We're fucking doing this.
Yeah, we are.
Worst Christmas songs of all time, baby.
What number is this?
Jingle Jingle, motherfuckers.
Seven?
Probably.
Six, seven?
Something like that.
Oh, man.
Wait, is there an airplane landing?
No, it's my heat.
Okay, nice.
It's forced air. I got to get this shit soundproofed.
You got to get that airplane. You got to get that airplane noise fixed, all right?
Yeah, you do.
What's heat in their house, by the way? What a pussy.
Just put a sweatshirt on. You're good.
Coddled rich guy.
I'm sad, but I'm excited for you because North Carolina is going to be fun.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you're what, like a week away?
Yeah, a couple days, actually.
Yeah, really?
A fortnight.
A fortnight?
Yeah.
How many years is this? Like, what? You're gone already? Or a day? I mean, probably won't come out till next week. So, like,
yeah.
Thursday next week, Friday?
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Gone.
Two words like Biggie Smalls. I'm gone.
Out.
Mm-hmm. All out right, like man. Trout. All right, see you guys later.
You feel? What are we drinking? What is this? What did you pour? What'd you pour us?
We had some leftovers from E-Rock's show, so we got some White Street Brewing Co.
Mm-hmm. No diggity.
Isn't that where are you moving, Art?
Yeah, White Street. Yep. You can find me at 422 White Street. I'll be
moving
performing
on
every
up.
Tuesday nights.
To White Street.
With my
Actually,
ukulele.
I think it might be from North Carolina, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Wake Forest.
Somebody's getting free shit in the
Youngsville,
oh,
North Carolina.
That. Yep.
Is that near where you're going?
No diggity, yeah. But
is it really?
Two towns away.
No
Hello.
Shit. What are the odds on that?
I'm raising the roof.
Do belong on White Street.
No diggity.
I'm super excited for you, dude.
Thanks, man. And you come down to North Carolina, so you're hanging out.
I'm totally coming down. I absolutely will
be. And Jay will be there before me, actually, right?
Say what now?
Did you say at one of our establishments that we were hanging out with before this podcast, you're going to be in North Carolina before me or no?
I might. I don't know. I'm going to be taking a trip probably shortly. Either there, I don't know, Chicago, Austin, Vermont, maybe.
You doing something? Is this something for you? You're just hanging out?
Yeah, it's called me fucking taking a vacation. I love it.
Nice.
Yep.
I haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah.
I need one. Ugh. Anyway, it's tis the season, gentlemen.
Yes.
Tis the season. We're giving back to the listeners. Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us. I mean, we've had kind of, it's been a weird season thus far, but it's been, you know.
Choppy at best.
Choppy at best.
Choppy at best.
But that's all right. We're doing what we can.
Got to give a shout out to Graham, who does all our artwork.
Oh, absolutely.
And here's the thing. Like, I sent him some stuff, some shirts and some collectibles.
Yeah.
I sent it like the first week of November.
Yeah.
He's going to get it tomorrow.
Nice. Nice.
I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I filled out everything. And I guess, I don't know, customs or whatever the hell is going on with the world.
Yeah.
He was like, I'll be getting it tomorrow. I'm like, all right. But we appreciate everything he does
day, absolutely,
week in and wake out. So
absolutely.
Gave him some cool shit. So
what'd you give him? Because no spoiler alerts now, because he's already got it. Yeah. So what'd you give him?
I gave him some Secret Wars Marvel t-shirt.
Ooh,
gave nice. Him a Funko Pop shirt as well. And then I gave him some collectibles and shit.
By the way, we have Periscope now?
Yeah, we do.
That's a new thing with the kids.
Yeah.
Why don't we Periscope this right now?
Want to Periscope it?
I got it. Periscope this shit.
Periscope it.
Just.
What is it? How do you even use Periscope?
You go in a submarine.
It. Yeah. It's an app.
You go underwater.
Yep. You look in the thing.
Yep.
Turn it.
Here, you want to see it? Here, you do it.
And they make a radio out of coconuts?
What am I calling this?
What's our Periscope? Is it like an at Periscope? Masters of None Scope Para?
Where
does it work?
Masters of Scope Para?
So you got to have the app? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Here you go. Here, we're periscoping right now. So we're
periscoping right now?
There you go.
That's it. Is it on selfie mode or opposite?
That's it.
Okay.
You see it? Hi.
That's it. We're live?
We're live.
So what do you do? Like, you tweet out, like, hey, we're on Periscope? Or yeah, anybody who subscribes to you, like, it gives them a notice? Like, how does it work?
It's connected to our Twitter.
Does it automatically...
Yeah, and it automatically tweets live on Periscope right now.
Okay, someone just jumped in. So we have someone watching right now. There you go. There's Mike.
Let me get you in there.
If you double tap the screen,
Masters of None
comes back at you. Yeah, I believe it's just Masters of None.
Oh, look at him. Look at Jay.
See, basically, you know, before Aziz's show came on.
Your battery is low, by the way.
It is. I only have like 12% left.
Fuck.
Hoverboard.
What up, dude?
Extra mic for Cousin Jay. Oh, hey, bro.
Oh, hey, Mike. You know, I grabbed every username Masters of None I could possibly get.
Nice, for every new thing that opens
For up. Every new thing. Periscope, Snapchat,
Crapchat.
Oh yeah,
Snapascope.
William Rain just got on Periscope and he said, "R.I.P. Robert Loggia's pelvis."
Yes,
Robert Loggia died.
Robert Loggia died tonight.
I drink to your pelvis.
So yes. Yeah, we have to get that. Cheers, cheers it up.
Who else just recently? Who else recently passed away?
Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland.
Yeah, Scott Weiland. So one more.
Let it be your shoes. I'm smelling
not the bones. One of our best musical pieces of all time, or what is it? What was it called? Musical.
Oh, musical parts. Music song parts.
Song parts song of all parts. Time. Yeah.
Da, da, boom,
boom. Yeah. The two drum snare hits that launched a million mosh pits.
The drum hits that launched a million mosh pits. That
come,
sounds like
come
a,
on the kick drum.
It sounds like a Bronte novel.
Wow.
Getting literary. Hi. We are getting literary in this bitch.
All right.
But so
that's not what we're here for tonight.
We're not here for that. We're here for the
goddamn worst Christmas songs.
Christmas
of all
songs.
Time.
Yep. Right. You want
to? So here, yeah. Can we stick that somewhere?
Yeah. Take that.
No, we're not showing you.
Take that.
Do you guys see the new Christmas Vacation beers that are out?
No.
There's Christmas Vacation beers.
What?
Yeah. There's Cousin Eddie's RV Brown. Which should have been called Shittersville.
Who puts this out?
Some fucking dumb, shitty brewery just licensing stuff and making mediocre beers and just capitalizing on the name.
Wow.
There's Yule Laugh Out Loud or something.
It's
got like the Clark one, like the poster basically.
Okay.
And then there's the
Jelly of the Month.
No, that would have been a good one.
That would have been a great one.
Yeah, they dropped the ball big time. They totally dropped the ball.
Fucked it up.
Oh, then there's one, it should have been called like Family Truckster, but it's like something like Clark's Car. with the fucking Christmas tree on top. It's like, what? Like,
automobile.
Yeah. Like Clark's mode of transportation.
They totally shitters fold the bed.
Beautiful.
But they're out there. They're just licensing everything now. Anything that was cool ever, they're making a beer out of it now.
Speaking
there's
of
a Vulcan, there's a Vulcan IPA, like a Star Trek IPA out.
Remember the Imperial Stout Trooper? That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
No longer there anymore.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Why'd you go there?
No, like you told me to go get that.
Yeah.
And get like that, get that.
It was right around Christmas. You're like, hey, because I was going up to New Hampshire for Christmas. You're like, go there. And I call them up. I'm like, save me two bottles. Like, all right, cool. And I said, not for nothing. Are you guys like getting any letters from Lucasfilm? He's like, we're getting, you know, lawyer letters, but we're not opening them until after New Year's. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, as long as you don't open things, you're good. I was like, okay.
Nice.
And so, like, I got two bottles, and, like, 3 weeks later, they had to stop. They called it, like, Imperial Stout, and they stopped calling it Imperial Stout Troopers.
Yeah, so, that's a can the trooper part.
Yeah. All right. But that was good. No, we tasted that. It was on one of the shows.
It was good.
Really good.
Yeah.
It was
really
actually pretty good. Yeah.
So that was pretty good. Yeah, so that's gone. But, yeah, there's a lot of beers that they could do fun stuff with, but they're not doing it.
The pathologist joining us in Periscope, too, whoever that is.
The pathologist?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You got any cysts you need examined?
See, I've got some hemorrhoids.
That's Periscope right there. That's it. It's pretty simple. But the only thing that I don't like about it is you can only do it via your phone. You can't do it from other things. Like
a telescope.
I can't do a desktop and I can't put it to like a webcam. Like I can't, you know.
It
has to be from the
camera phone. On a catamaran.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You love catamarans.
Catamarans.
All right, we have Christmas songs.
We do. I have 12 Christmas songs. This is the first. Way,
do you know how many? Do you know how many? Awesome.
Huh?
You know how many I brought to this?
Zero.
Yeah, exactly. Nice.
All right, thank you.
Dude, I brought that many too.
Oh, high five.
This is the first year that I'm supplying the Christmas songs. Usually it's Jay.
I bring all the songs. These guys hear them for the first time. This time it's Mike bringing all the songs.
Yeah.
You're the new Jay.
We're very busy. Mike has a new baby and he has the most spare time out of all of us with a full-time job and 700 podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike's the new Art, but with a full-time job.
You're Jamaican.
Jamaican.
Amon.
Amon.
He's Jamaican.
Jamaican.
Nice. I like that. But yeah, so this is my first foray into picking out Christmas songs. I hope you like them.
Hooray,
or I hope podcast. You hate them. I hope you hate them.
Now the Periscope people aren't going to be able to hear them. That's the problem.
Wait, they can't hear them?
Tough shit.
Tell them I can hear them.
I'm
it'd be
sad.
Great.
Robert Loggia died, by the way.
Yeah, what's going to...
Who's the next person to die?
Dude, can we buy his pelvis like Michael Jackson bought the elephant man's bones?
Oh, that's a great idea.
How much do you think we can get Robert Loggia's pelvis
Ask for? The pathologist.
eBay. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, pathologist. True. What do you think? I'd say like $25.
No, 35 usually.
Yeah.
Celebrity's pelvis is about 35.
Hmm. On a black market?
And he was on Grand Theft Auto. He was on a lot of things.
He was.
A Scarface.
He wasn't big, dude.
Necessary roughness.
Big, Scarface, Marface,
Darface. That's the pelvis that played half of Heart and Soul with Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. They should buy his pelvis and put it on display at FAO Schwartz with the big piano.
His pelvis should be in the Smithsonian, for fuck's sake.
Right. Or FAO Schwartz, one or the other.
All right, let's get into the songs. You want
us to do it? Yeah.
All right, cool. So this first one, Art, this one's for you, buddy.
Sweet.
All right. It's of the hip-hop variety.
Oh, this is going to be like the Force Awakens.
Hip-hop-potamus. Right.
This one is by a hip-hop artist by the name of Tucka.
Oh, sweet.
T-U-C-K-A.
Chris Tucka.
And it's called Bad Santa, parentheses, Christmas song. Okay?
This parentheses, nice.
This is for you guys.
Love it already.
Do you remember
all the things that
Santa
welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Are they talking about the Rams?
Lady, I want to welcome everybody.
Earth, Wind, and Snow.
A Texas Christmas. Where we gonna groove and we gonna move.
Oh, wait, you know what? Hold on, I'm sorry. Really quick.
December. I'm a love you. What can I say? That's all I know how to do. The guy your boyfriend can't stand.
Your boyfriend can't stand.
A Merry Christmas. Girl, I hope you're alone tonight.
Yeah.
Cause I'm coming to spread my Christmas cheer.
So I know it's gonna spread.
He's ready.
Tonight won't be no silent night.
Heyo.
I don't think he's talking about Christmas, you guys.
We still end up knocking the boots.
I'm gonna come down your chimney, girl.
And when I mean chimney, I mean your ass.
And by down, I don't mean down. I just mean come. I'm just gonna come into your chimney.
And when I say come, I mean come, like semen.
This guy's like a homeless man's R. Kelly. Like, if you look at the... Here, take a look at the picture right here. You got... See that?
Yes.
The shades and the fucking cigar.
You get his full CD at Babbage's, Kmart, and Target.
What's that little app that you found that you, like, made the mixes on? That you made the intro on? You made our intro with it.
On an app?
It was like an app or a device or something. It was like a...
You just did like a jerking off motion.
Yeah, I did. Is that, what does that mean?
Where's Periscope when you need it?
It's like, I don't know. A keyboard or something that you made. You made the Mixmaster something.
Oh, the Chaos Pad
thing? Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't make that. That was a CL track.
Is that what it was?
Chaotically, the guy I used to manage. That was like an original song.
Is that what this is?
It sounds like it was made on that little thing that I had. But no, our theme song is like a real song.
Is it?
It was a real beat, yeah. I didn't
really?
Make that.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a dude he used to manage, rapper guy.
Really?
Yeah, that was one of his beats.
This music would be like in an elevator.
Fun fact, everybody, guys.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I did not.
Oh, no, I didn't make that. I'm not that talented. Yeah, this is fucking garbage.
This keeps going.
Getting into your chimney. Shouldn't it be going up your chimney or getting up in your chimney? Getting all up in your chimney.
I'm going to clean that flue.
Well, come in your chimney.
I'll clean that flue.
Girl, when I'm done coming down your chimney, you're going to have to call that guy from Mary Poppins with the bad fake accent.
Chim chimney, chim chim cheroo.
What's all this in?
I'm going to fuck you.
Who is the Mary Poppins guy? Well, I kind of think it was
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
One of the Dick Vans.
Hey, we get a first.
Isn't that weird? There are two famous Dick Vans.
There's two famous Dick Vans.
Dick is enough.
They should have started a band together.
The Dick Vans.
The Dick Vans. Here's the thing about Tucker. He's got not only this song, but he's got like several Christmas songs.
Are they all like this?
I love how his cigar is unrolled. I mean, it's like rolled tight.
And not lit.
Smoke. Yeah.
And not lit whatsoever.
He's like Will Smith.
Rudolph, your red-nosed reindeer.
He goes off the Will Smith rule.
Mm-hmm.
He just bites it. He don't light it.
Nope.
Nope. No lighting.
Girl, I want to play your reindeer games. So then I want to put my corn cob and pipe in your mouth.
All right, so this is a running theme that I had with the songs, because I don't know how you like what was the process that you had to like find these terrible Christmas songs.
Well, first I would get really drunk.
Yeah,
and then it was different every year. Like one year I would go down like a YouTube rabbit hole. One year I'd go down like a Spotify rabbit hole.
Yeah.
They all involve rabbit holes, basically. Some years I would just go on, like, just download websites and just type in, like, Christmas. And usually I would put in a Christmas in a genre.
Right.
It would just bring up a horrible compilation. And then I would just go to, like, track 20. And then work my way up from the bottom of the horrible genre Christmas compilation. And that's how I would find all the gems.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
A lot of Amazon. I would go to the free holiday. I would type in free holiday download, and then again reverse, go from the least popular to most popular.
Yeah,
that's a fun way to do it. Just go to the worst ones. So there's all kinds of ways to do it. How did you do it?
I went to YouTube and I just typed in horrible Christmas songs.
Yeah, and then I'm sure you get plenty of recommendations.
Yeah,
one after the other.
So a theme with these, they're either called the worst Christmas song ever, or they have something about being the worst Christmas song ever in the title, such as this one. This one's by Johnny Polygon, and it's called The Worst Christmas Song Ever. Okay, here you go.
That's the name of the song.
Christmas is here. It's been a year since you've been gone. Time's been on.
It's been a year since you've been gone.
Mr. Oh, Saint shit. Please bless all my niggas, cause bitches ain't shit.
That's
and
very
if I ain't rich by Christmas, fuck it, I'ma go out like this. Eggnog and whiskey, she don't miss me.
Eggnog and whiskey?
Sit back and reminisce. I'll be alone on December 25th. But fuck it, at least I'm saving money on gifts. Christmas, I wanna be over you. For Christmas, I wanna be over you. We're done.
And if you,
is this a, wait, is this a Christmas breakup song?
It's a Christmas breakup song. If you watch the video, it's him in a suit, sitting in the on a chair in the middle of the ocean.
He watched you while you slept.
Get some tree to get my head right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
You can blame it all on me, just like you always do. It's my fault for letting myself fall for you. When life ends, you blame
it. You can blame it all on me like you always do.
In that bitch's eye. For Christmas, I wanna be over you. For Christmas, this is uplifting. I wanna be
over. Johnny Polygon looks like a sleepy Apollo Creed, by the way.
If you see
it, by sleepy, I mean dead.
Check out this video.
Johnny Polygon.
He just fell into the ocean.
That's it. That's his shit.
That is, God, fuck. Now I know why, like, December's, like, the number one suicide month.
Happy Halloween.
Christmas.
That is very depressing.
Why would anybody do a rap Christmas song? Art, please enlighten us.
Money.
Money. Straight cash. Straight cash, homie.
Next up is a...
Making it reindeer in this club.
Do we want to shout out someone who took our Bed Bath & Beyonce joke?
Yes.
Yeah, who did that?
Charlie Capen. How you doing, sir?
Fuck that motherfucker. Took our shit.
Like 2 weeks after we talked about Bed Bath and Beyonce, he's like, I'm going to use every word after, instead of beyond, it's going to be Beyonce.
Wow. Where'd you get that idea?
Yeah, what happened?
By the way, we were on an E-Rock show. We were talking about like Star Wars merch. I couldn't think of one of the 500 stupid puns
what
that
was
I had.
What were some of the fucking Star Wars puns that we had? God damn it, dude. That was killing us.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I know. Every single one, I had like 20 of them.
We had a lot.
Terrible ones. And I couldn't think of one.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. We still can't think of any.
What happened?
They weren't that good.
Do you remember any of them?
What? No.
How do you don't remember any of them?
I just don't.
That's bullshit.
Whatever.
Anyway. What are we doing? What's happening?
That's the next song.
Oh, Christmas songs. Okay, this one's called Snowflakes.
Like, so far, these aren't so bad. They're good. These are just bad.
They're bad.
Like, they're just making me upset.
That's what I was shooting for, actually.
Just to ruin the mood.
Terrible, yeah.
Just make everyone unhappy.
This one's called Snowflakes, and it's by Pebbles and Bam Bam. This is possibly the... I think this
The real Pebbles and Bam Bam?
No. Oh, from the cartoon? No. But this,
someone named Pebbles and Bam Bam.
This may be the worst one on my list, to be honest with you. I probably should have saved it for last, but this is... It's terrible. Mind if I do a J real quick?
I mean, so far I like it.
Kmart shoppers, now in aisle 14.
2/3 off all Halloween candy.
Yes. You didn't get in on this.
This is the whole song, or? Is this it?
Wait for it.
I don't want to. I just want to. I want it to stop now.
There you go, guys.
Gee, Bam Bam, the snow is so pretty. it say so wet?
Did she say Snow White, so deaf and so wet?
Is this a Jermaine Dupri song?
Did Snow White most deaf?
And
Snow White, Jermaine Dupri.
Switching four lanes like it ain't Christmas lane.
Girl.
I'm just confused. I don't even know. What is going on here?
Okay, I'm at a Barnes & Noble's cafe.
That's it.
That's it?
That's the whole song?
That's the whole goddamn song.
And it's, what's it called again?
It's called Snowflakes by Pebbles and Bam Bam. Please, please.
More like No Flakes.
For-
Am I right?
What the hell was that? That is a continuous loop.
That's it, man. Please, please, oh please, download that song and play it for your family during Christmas because they'll love it.
On repeat. They'll at dinner.
We got any more beer over there?
Yeah.
If you want to have somebody kill somebody, just put that on.
That's
man.
Terrible.
That's like the twins from The Shining.
That is, that is the music you hear in the background while somebody is cutting off a finger.
Yep. Needlessly stabbing. You hear that song.
All right, I'm gonna miss you, bro.
No, you're not. But thank you.
I am. I'm gonna miss. I'm gonna miss hanging out with you and fucking.
Holy shit! That was the song.
That was depressing, wasn't it?
It's twofold. One, it's really depressing, but then also two, it's like, hey kids, guess what? You can make a song with little effort.
This is. It's
all
like
you should play that on a loop your whole way to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Entire drive. Hey there, Little Red Riding
Hood. This is what happens when you just torturing somebody in the background.
Alright, we have a fitting beer here for the last beer in person.
Uh-oh.
This is a Pliny the Elder.
Oh, this is one of the best beers ever, right?
Yep.
He just took it away. He's like, I'm so-
no, this, gonna this give is you more, beer. But
this is my glass.
Well, if you want more, you can have some.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, someone sent E-Rock two of these. Whoever that was the fucking champion of the night, because that's the best thing he got sent.
Champion.
Pliny the Elder, Russian River.
Cheers, cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Mm-mm-mm.
I totally forgot to shout out my buddy Mike, because he sent me the one from that we drank on E-Rock show. He'll hear this instead. It'll be just as good.
There you go. Perfect.
All right. We got to jack the show up here. Come on, Mike. What do you got next?
All right. I'm sorry. Can
come with something good here.
Come with the kick drum.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Art just broke the whole studio.
Oh, no.
All right. This is, again, fitting with the theme. This is called The Worst Christmas Song Ever by Shiva Bhakta.
She's a character in He-Man.
Shiva. Shiva.
From the League. The song Win the Shiva.
If you're looking for a dependable RAM, the Shiva will help you. The payload.
This is like a plot of a Charlie Brown Christmas special.
When you buy this album, it comes with a noose.
Speaking of which, Coldplay is the halftime show.
Is this Coldplay?
No, this is Shiva Bhakta.
Coldplay is doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl?
It's like, is the NFL banking on like one of the teams like having a lopsided like battle, and like all of a sudden it's like, if you're a Broncos fan, like, oh shit.
Coldplay? I saw a great tweet that said, shh, Coldplay's on, everybody be quiet. In quotes, and then it said, it's gonna go over really well at a Super Bowl party.
You just don't get him, man. You just don't get him.
I didn't even know they were still together. That's terrible.
Gwyneth Paltrow's on bass.
They're gonna have so many guest stars to try and beef that shit up.
Yeah, well, Bed Bath & Beyonce's already.
Really?
Yeah.
What does she have to do with Coldplay?
Nothing.
Aside from make that shit exciting. She already did his halftime, right?
Beyonce?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bed Bath and Beyonce?
I'll put a ring on it.
That's what Destiny's Child should have been called.
I'll
Bed Bath and Beyonce.
Ring That's
the other two girls.
That's the other two girls.
Ben, I'm Beth. I'm Beyonce. And I'm Beyonce.
That's what they should have been called.
Those are their names.
Hey, Ben.
What up, Beth?
That's it. There you go. There's Shiva Bhakta. We talked a lot about it, but I don't give a shit.
Hey, that was great.
Shiva Bhakta wins fatality. Flawless victory.
Holy shit. Like, that song was so bad and just not even holiday-ish that we were just talking over it and talking about Beyonce.
Right.
So, well done, Shiva Bhakta, Fliakte, Miakte, Mr. Miyage.
Next one up. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you this, guys. What I was planning on trying to do, and of course it didn't happen because not only were you guys busy, but, you know, Cousin Jay is fucking Cousin Jay.
Oh.
I was going to have him come in here, and we were going to set up, like, a keyboard and shit, and we were going to play some of the worst Christmas songs live.
That was the best. What we did, like, 3 years ago?
Yeah, when we reimagined. Well,
they were pre-recorded, though. You were going to do them live, though.
Yeah, we were going to do them live.
That's sick.
Which, by the way... Again, when I go on YouTube and you search worst Christmas songs or terrible Christmas songs, the video that we made for the reimagined songs comes up on the second page.
Nice.
Of the YouTube videos.
Let's give a shout out to Tiger Man.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Pretty good if you're into that kind of stuff.
Let's give a shout out, too, to Straight No Chaser, who have a new album out.
Do they?
And they were on, I think so. And they were, they have a video out for the movie themes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and they were on the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting thing.
Were they?
Oh, no, that was that Pentatonix. Sorry.
Acapella burn.
Acapella burn.
Oh, man.
Come on the kick drum.
Can we just call Dana White right now and just see if we can get a UFC fight between the two of those bands? That would be amazing. Two acapella groups going at it.
I think the one girl in that group would just kick the shit out of all the Straight No Chaser guys by herself.
Is that right?
Probably.
She's got bigger shoulders than Seggy.
Balls.
And the guy and the guys from Rockapella, whatever their name is. that was just my dignity falling to the ground. Don't worry about it.
Like my daughter sleeping or anything.
Ghost of acapella past.
They would sing the national anthem for that fight.
They'd be the guest referee.
Yeah.
They would just whack Seggy across the back of the chair when he's not looking.
I think Rockefeller is a
yes.
Is a bathhouse in San Francisco somewhere.
Don't tell Jay-Z though.
Hove.
Home.
Hose.
Homes.
Can't believe we can't do this show like this for a while. It sucks. All right.
Just have Jay move. I'll come back.
All right. Good.
I'd love to.
Next one is from a group you probably know. We've actually done a song off of their album already in a previous episode, but this one I want to throw in there. This is New Kids on the Block.
Sweet.
And their Christmas album.
It's NKTOB, please.
My fault.
NKTOB. My New fault. Kids the Unblock.
Dion.
It's the dyslexic New Kids. My favorite song in there is just Tough Hanging. Stuff You Got the Right Girl.
Don't Please Girl Go. All right, this is Last Night I Saw Santa Claus.
I hope everybody having a Merry Christmas.
Is that Bruce Springsteen?
Which one do you think that is? Donnie? Danny? Joe?
That's Donnie. Last night I couldn't believe my eyes, y'all.
I saw a big fat man in a red disguise, y'all.
Is this a Geico commercial?
He had a monkey right beard and a big black
boots. This is like a Huey Lewis fever dream.
It's a kid going up to see Santa at the mall, and then just New Kids bust out behind him and start playing this.
Throwing M&M's at people.
Crack it up, dude.
My fault.
It's like Master P.
This song smells like condoms.
Condoms and Cinnabon. It's fucking terrible.
That's the new Nukes on the Block cover band. Cinnabon and Condoms.
Smells like condoms.
Condoms and Cinnabon.
I love it.
Again,
this is so bad.
Turn it up. Amazing.
Sneaking out my back door.
This is when the rest of the band had like a curfew, and Donnie's like, "Shit, I'm making something." Before I work with Tom Selleck on Blue Bloods, I'm gonna make something of myself.
Before I shoot Bruce Willis in the gut. What's Santa
doing? This is why Marky Mark is like, "Yeah, you guys go ahead with that."
What is it? It looks like a saxophone.
Oh no!
Saxophone solo.
Saxophone. Oh my god.
Keep going, sax solo.
Wow. They got Gracie Sax guy from Lost Boys to come do this. Ooh. Look at him. I'm trying to sleep, but my eyes wasn't shut. I told all my friends, guess what? For the Blue Oyster Bar one.
Anybody have a knife?
Again.
Stab Mike or yourself?
Myself.
Again, just thinking about the engineer on the other side of the glass guy.
Oh my god.
Yes, yes. They're on it tonight.
Yes.
This is it. This is the one. This is a keeper.
So far, this has my vote.
I love 80s saxophone.
Have you done like a mashup between Adele's Hello and Lionel Richie's Hello?
I've seen that everywhere. I haven't watched it yet though.
The Grammys need to have that.
Just
who can it be now?
So that's it. So what do you think?
Cousin Jay.
Close?
Hey, brah, if you're listening, you got to do something like with Hello right now. That's pretty...
That was terrible.
That's rough.
That's like if just the 10 of us had a spinoff, that would be the theme song.
I love that show.
Just the 9.5 of us? Yeah.
Just the sad of us?
Somebody was just in a terrible helicopter accident.
It went from Show Me That Smile Again to...
Show me that smile.
What was the theme show song for just the 10 again. Of us?
I don't remember.
And then it'd be like, oh, Donnie, Christmas. Oh, yeah.
What's it got for me?
Christmas! Oh!
All right, next one comes from... I tried to find somebody that was like, you know, New Kids on the Block is pretty well known for our generation, but who's somebody that's well known spanning many generations? What's the band that... What's the number one band that everybody talks about
the
all
Beatles.
The time?
The Beatles.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Paul Beatles. McCartney. And who is... The least...
Ringo Starr?
Thank you.
Oh, boy. You said least, you're done.
Ringo Starr...
Stuart Sutcliffe.
...has a song called Come On Christmas.
Oh, no.
May have heard it before. It sounds kind of familiar.
Is it just him taking his fingers with the peace sign and just waving it back and forth in front of a microphone?
Do you ever notice when he sings, he kind of... He just bops back and forth. Like, that's it. That's his fucking
bop,
move.
Bop, bop,
like
bop. Bop, bop, bop.
He's doing the dice thing too much. Like, that's his fucking thing.
Now let me Ringo.
This is called Come On Christmas. A bit more 51. A bit more 51. A bit more 51.
A bit more 51. Thank you. Come on Christmas. What is 51?
I don't know. We just can't... Can you just picture Ringo? Come on Christmas.
Christmas. Where we all shine on.
Saturday.
He's like, I'm gonna take all of my favorite songs and just put them in a blender and see what happens.
Yeah.
We all live
in a yellow submarine.
A Christmas ball machine.
A plaid like Wolverine.
Really makes my
That's funny. Snick, snick, snick is the sound of Wolverine.
Is this worse than Octopus's Garden or better? That's the question.
I got a song about an octopus.
Fucking love that movie. You ever see that movie, Walk Hard?
Yeah, the whole Beatles scene.
So funny.
I told Paul Rudd when I met him, that was like my favorite thing he's ever done. Oh,
amazing.
He dug that.
I got a song about an octopus. Oh, that's good. That's good, Ringo. Sit over there.
This is like instant karma and all these songs put together.
It's terrible, dude. This song by itself proves the fact that Ringo was the worst Beatle.
Someone threw a sack of nickels right at his forehead and he started writing a song, and this is what you got.
Sack of Nickels, new band name, calling it.
Sack of Nickels.
Speaking of which, I like my thing about feed the seals some pennies.
That was fucking funny.
You rock show.
Yeah. Call
back. So say go back, go visit the Mustache Brewing in Long Island Riverhead. Like, yeah, come out to Riverhead, come to the breweries, go visit the aquarium. They have the seals outside. You don't have to pay to go in. I was like, yeah, throw them some pennies. It's a favorite.
Even Ringo's got a sax solo.
Wow. You think he's playing it?
No.
In this YouTube clip?
No.
In this also YouTube clip, sax, yeah. It's got an Elvis singing into a whisk.
I have no idea why.
This is like Jock Jams Volume 9.
Jock Jam.
Jock Jam against
Jock Jam. Jock Jam Christmas.
Where are we going? If you made it through the song, you get a $25 certificate at Sports Authority.
I came on Christmas once. It was only because we ran out of cotton to complete the village. We ran out of icing for the gingerbread house. I took Ringo's advice. That's terrible.
For Jay?
That's fucking terrible.
How else are those Nilla wafers going to stay on the roof?
Fuck your pre-made gingerbread house.
Bullshit. You want another one?
Yes.
How many more do we got?
Oof. Too many.
Seven.
Are you sick? Like, how long is this show?
Been on for...
Is that from Newt Gunray? Was there a Christmas song from Newt Gunray?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Taiwanese animations?
No.
What?
Anytime that there's something that goes on in pop culture, animators from Taiwan make like a reenactment of shit. And Conan usually plays them a lot.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. Yes. Yep.
Anyway, so this is, I guess, this is from the same people that bring us those. It's a song called Undies for Granny.
Sweet.
And this song is a Christmas song?
Apparently. You can tell because there's sleigh bells.
Is that Ryu?
Hadouken.
Christmas time is here. It's time to gather. Everybody holding hands around the tree.
Are you playing with a sound effect board right now or no?
Nope.
That's in the song.
This is in the song.
Get out of here. Which morning show is this from?
But she always got me what I really wanted for Christmas. Thank you, Granny, for my special underwear.
That's boring.
Everybody's favorite. Mean and deaf and blind, and she's warm as the snow.
Smoke weed.
She's mean, deaf, and blind, but she's warm as the snow. This guy's analogies suck.
The kids in school all thought I was crazy. They showed off all their gifts with smiles and glee. But my favorite gift was hiding in my blue jeans. They're covered up with reindeers and a wink from Granny. Christmas. Christmas time is here. It's
holy
time
shit. I can't tell what you're playing and what's in the
air. Yeah, right? Yeah. You got that? Does that work? The sad thing is, this sounds perfectly normal.
What?
That's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring, everyone.
Call the police. When I peered inside my stocking.
Yeah, stepping out. All right, I can stop.
Stocking. Stocking rip.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that was.
I don't know what that was, but I guess it was something. Why would you have all the sound effects in there?
I feel really good that I got good songs. This is my first venture into doing this. Don't you understand?
That one just made me mad.
Jay set the bar so high, and I'm trying to just jump in on this.
I'm very angry right now.
I'm mad that I'm awake right now.
All right, next one. Sorrow to the World by Elephant Man.
Oh, reggae style?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think we may have done this one.
Dancehall.
Actually.
Maybe. Hey, man.
Nah, the title doesn't sound familiar at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Elephant Man.
Dedicated this one to all my dogs.
Who's drinking the red stripe?
Shabba.
This one is the gangster Christmas. Tiffany junk of a nunk. Much is laying lighter than the hair. Well, the red gangster. Sorrow to the world.
They had gunshots and then joy to the world.
Sorrow to the world.
It's like blah, blah, blah.
It's bad man. From one war I was done. It's jungle and divine.
And Batman hates the land. And Batman eats flan. Please stop us right now, I think we're all going to commit suicide. That's a great transition.
Christmas, 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 Christmas.
Egg wine! Egg wine! Egg wine!
Funny Christmas, funny Christmas, funny Christmas, funny Christmas, funny North Pole, funny North Pole, funny North Pole. Get a kid, get a kid now, get a kid now, get a kid now.
Egg wine! Egg wine! Egg wine!
Off now, room off now,
egg wine!
Now,
egg wine! Egg wine! Egg wine! Wow.
I think what we did might have been better than we
did. Yeah, the end got better on that one.
That was fantastic.
Egwa.
I would love to hear the dancehall remix of the Tecmo Bowl song. I think we just did it.
I think we did it. That's it, right there.
Down set, hut for Christmas.
Down set, hut for Christmas.
Let's release that. Dude, let's put that on iTunes as a single. 99 cents. Downset Hut for Christmas. It's a Tecmo Christmas.
That's fucking funny. Holy shit.
You get a free download if you hit forward AB. Let's do this.
All right. Holy shit. All right, next one is...
holy shit, this is going to be
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. Art, this one's for you. I got this one for you, buddy. You know who Lord Dooku is, right?
Count Dooku? But sure,
or Count
yes.
Dooku, whatever the fuck his name is.
That's before he was granted his countessness.
Yeah, my fault.
His counthood.
Lord Raiden!
All right, Count Dooku.
Who does grant the counthood? The Emperor?
From the... he's also with Saruman from Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Lee, put out a heavy metal Christmas album.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
I'm just telling you right now. Christopher Lee, and this is him doing his rendition of Little Drummer Boy.
God. What? Christopher Lee?
Christopher Lee.
Dude, like a metal drummer boy?
Can you see him in the reflection there?
I love how serious he is.
This can't really be him.
This is him.
No, there's no way.
Absolutely.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
The whole album is him, or is this like a track on a compilation?
No, the whole album.
He has a whole Christmas album.
A whole Christmas album.
Is it all like metal-y like this?
Yeah.
What? This can't be the worst one.
It's gotta be.
If there's a whole album like this,
Christopher Lee.
No, I know who he is. Yeah. What he looks like. Don't you have to show me on your phone?
He passed away.
He did.
I would hope so after this.
He dropped the mic.
He's like, I'm out.
How did this all, like, this transaction go down?
It's like, you're a really old actor type. How about you sing a Christmas album with a metal band behind you?
Sounds good. Sign me up.
Wasn't he like a sir? Yeah, he was a sir, right?
Well, probably.
Sir Christopher Lee?
I think if you...
Surly?
Get old.
I am surly. That's why I'm going to record this metal Christmas album. To call it Surly, a Surly Christmas.
Well, thank God that everybody...
Surly Christmas.
Thank God that everybody hated Jar Jar Binks, because that opened the door for Count Dooku.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear about that whole, like, Jar Jar Binks is a Sith Lord?
Yeah, I heard about that. Dude, he was, like, supposed to be the main villain.
Yep.
Behind.
Yep.
That's bullshit. There's no way. The Jar Jar Binks guy just said it, just to fucking... Yeah, like shit stirred.
Lisa Donna.
It's really good.
The Jar Jar Binks guy he said something like, he's like, I can never say what I was sworn to not say.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, like, sure.
Shut up. I'm desperate for
truth. Lisa Berry Berry scared, but Lisa wanna tell the truth, but no. Lisa villain.
Guitar solo, guys. Please don't talk during the solos. Thanks.
Crank it up then.
Solomon.
This is during the big him and Yoda fighting with the lightsabers. This is what should have been playing in the background.
Hell yeah. Alright, shut this off. Sorry.
My powers have doubled since we met last time.
Alright, next one.
Play Ian McKellen's metal Christmas album there.
Christmas Disco.
Oh.
White Christmas. Guys, we're taking it back to the 70s, folks. Come on.
Let's just pass it.
No, you want to hear? Oh, just a little. Just a little.
The Love Boat.
Was Tim McGinley a cast member on The Love Boat?
Probably.
Towards the end.
Come to Branson, Missouri. We've got a cavalcade of stars. Charo.
Crank it up, man.
1985 Miss America pageant is being brought to you by Cetaphil.
The Solid Gold Dancers.
Shadow Stevens.
And JCPenney. Get your slacks now. Buy one, get
Shadow
one free.
Stevens. All contestants of today's show get a pair of Keds.
And a washing machine by Whirlpool.
And a copy of the Christmas Home Game.
Transcripts of the show can be...
Center Square, Don Cheadle.
Dude, I was such a dumb kid. Dana Carvey was on the Larry King Show, and I ordered a transcript because of all the impressions he did. I swear to Christ, and my parents let me order it. It was like $7. And I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. These are all the impressions.
It's not funny. This is just the it's text, not funny though, in the impression form.
Of course not. I thought it was so funny. I was like, I gotta get a copy of this. And there were impressions.
It's like someone texting you a joke.
No, texting you an impression.
Of a joke?
No, yeah, you want me to text you my Christopher Walken impression? That was the last time I ever ordered a transcript, you guys.
Not the first time you ever ordered a trans, am I right?
Hey-o!
Hi.
I kind of dig this, honestly.
Yeah.
This came on in my dentist's waiting room. I wouldn't turn it off. I wouldn't light the place on fire. Let's put it that way.
How many aerobics instructors use this during the holidays in the 1980s?
A lot. Hang out, babe. Scratch that. All of them.
All.
They should use this in like CrossFit gyms now.
Mm. No, they shouldn't.
Seven.
Yeah.
All right, we get it. Shut it off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, last one.
I only wanted to do a little bit of that one. Oh, hey guys, here's a song that was really, really popular. You guys have definitely heard this song 100 times.
Okay.
It's the fucking Macarena, but it's a Christmas version.
Oh, shit.
It's a Christmas version of the Macarena.
No way.
Yeah.
Hey, Santa Claus.
Oh, no. Come on.
Art's face. It looks like he just shot his dog. Come on in. It's familiar.
This is a kid's recital right now.
You know what I'm missing? Nobody's just added sleigh bells to any of these songs yet.
Right. I was actually looking for a Tommy Tune-esque Christmas song. Yeah. Couldn't find one. This is the closest thing I could find.
Hey, season's greetings.
Oh, wait, this is just the Macarena.
Yeah.
They just added that other little part to the beginning.
Hey, we're another pole.
That's it.
That's it. That's the only thing that changed.
That's all that changed.
Get out of here.
Joy to the world. That's the dance.
Oh, here we go.
Is the first part, we got pants, we can dance? Is that what they said?
We can dance. Everybody look at your hands.
Is that a cat?
And just back to the regular song.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, season's greetings.
What'd you say?
Season's greetings.
Hey, Santa Claus.
Oh. This is very comparable to Straight No Chaser's Africa right
it's
there.
It's very true.
We need a mosh up between this song and that one.
All right, I'm done with that one. You good with that?
That's fucking horrid.
I mean, Macarena. Next one is by Rupier Slim and the Sex Change Band. This is called...
Rupier Slim.
This is called Christmas in Kmart. Christmas at Kmart. I'm sorry.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey, Santa, I hear you just got in from San Jose. Got a little trouble out that way. But I got a song that'll pick up your spirits the most. It goes kind of like this. Christmas at Kmart, all over the store. Just a little bit more.
Is this Wesley Wills?
I love that. I think I ruined this show for us.
I'm done. Seriously.
It only took 7 years.
How about this album by Root Boy Slim?
Root Boy.
The
mood ring counter is all.
This is George Thorogood.
Did he say the mood ring counter? Like they have a whole counter just for mood rings?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're in the pet rock wing.
Yeah. Pet rock wing.
Why no sleep on the hot air grill?
This is like George Thorogood's retarded younger brother that the parents are like, yeah, you're good too. Make an album.
Christmas at
Gamer. Christmas at Gamer.
Cough syrup
so. Cough syrup.
And there's not even like any structure to the song. Nope. It's not like verse, chorus. No. Nope. How long is this? 24 minutes?
Too long. Are we done?
It's another minute. Are you good? You all right?
Top lift those bags on over.
Stop it. Arch is trying to turn it off.
Shit.
Sorry. All right. All right. Two more, guys.
Martha Stewart hates that song.
Two more, guys. Two more. All right. This is... You know It's Raining Men, right? You know that song? It's your favorite song, right, Art?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. This is
never heard of it.
By the same girls, the Weather Girls.
Ha! We are Weather Girls. It starts like that, isn't it?
And it's Christmas time.
It's raining claws.
And we got a little song about it. And it goes like this.
I want to hear it. Here it goes.
It's raining snow. Hallelujah. It's raining snow. I don't know what I like better, the fact that Jay's pretty close or the fact that I'm listening to Jay's girl voice. I don't know.
Both.
That'd be great if it said it's raining snow.
It's raining
snow. Tacos.
It's raining snow.
You just picked up on that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Ha! Ha! We your Weather Girls. By the way, this is called Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man This Christmas.
Oh, I've heard this.
Have you really?
Yeah. I think we might have had this one on. It's got the usual like minute 45 second intro, and then it's gonna just kick into the same It's Raining Men song.
Yeah. By the way, watching this video, I know why they're called the Weather Girls. Because they're as big as weather balloons. They're fucking gigantic.
Oh, here it comes.
Yep. The temperature's dropping.
You fucking called it.
Bring me a man.
Hallelujah.
Has anyone seen the Disney movie Hercules? This is pretty much it. You talking about Hercules? More like Hunkules, am I right?
No one man. Hallelujah, it's snowing men. Snowing men.
That's their big change, like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
God bless Mother Nature. Bring me a man down the chimney.
Keep me home. Keep me home. A gentle face. A strong embrace.
Holy shit, dude.
It's snowing men. Snowing.
How do they not go for that? It's so simple. Right? I mean, isn't that so easy?
It's a fucking home run.
It's snowing.
It's a home run. It's easy.
That's why nobody's heard of this. Fucking idiots. You dropped the ball on that.
It's snowing men. Her head, her hair looks like a feather duster in this video.
Holy shit, dude. Turn this off.
All right. I'm sorry.
Was that the last one?
One more. I got one more. One more.
Jesus Christ.
One more. I'm sorry. And one more. It's called...
Killing Us Softly?
My brain hates me right now.
It's called Christmas Helmet. Christmas Helmet by the Christmas Chides. Chids.
This is the whole workshop.
National Guard is living for doing my Christmas dance. You better be safe on Christmas. Only way to survive. You can't open presents if you are not alive. You better be safe on Christmas.
That's it.
That's all that needs to be said.
I think I'm bleeding.
That's the end. That's it. That's it. Merry Christmas. That's how art goes out.
I'm bleeding.
You really are.
I'm bleeding, no doubt.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I almost killed Art. Holy shit. It's over. It's over. It's done. It's fucking done.
I need a Band-Aid.
We'll miss you, Art, in person.
No.
I mean, if anything, if there's any way to better way to finish an in-person show, the last in-person show with Art.
I'm bleeding.
Yeah. It's that.
It's incredible.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Love you.
See you.
I'm dying.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Papa too many.
You think they had it? You think someone had it and they were like, "We want that. We got to get it."
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back, as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.